Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. Today I'm excited to present my piano jazz gift to you. What could be better than an hour of seasonal music with the wonderful Michael Feinstein? I've asked him to share some of his holiday favorites, and I understand he's also got a Yuletide surprise or two of his own. So curl up and enjoy this musical sleigh ride. Off we go, Michael.
Thank you, Marian. Well, there's no season like the holidays for bringing together friends and family. And it really warms my heart to be able to guest host this special program with you, the Piano Jazz family. It's really no wonder that our great American composers have written so many of the most memorable holiday tunes of our time. So I'm delighted to share quite a selection of these with you today. You've just heard Let It Snow, performed on duo pianos by George Shearing and our CEO and co-founder, Marian McPartland. It's such a joy to be able to share all of this holiday music with you. I think that the songwriters of the Great American Songbook were particularly inspired by the winter holiday season, even though I have discovered that many of these famous Christmas songs were not at all written during December. For example, Let It Snow was written in July of 1945 in Los Angeles during one of the hottest days on record. Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn wrote that song because they were so darn hot, in the words of Cole Porter, too darn hot, that they wanted to write something chilly and cool. Well, it's been keeping people cool for many, many decades ever since. Speaking of Sammy Kahn, he was the guy who had more songs recorded by Frank Sinatra than any other songwriter. And Sammy certainly wrote his share of Christmas songs, including the Christmas Waltz, which he wrote with Julie Stein. But this one is written with Jimmy Van Heusen. It's Jimmy's most prolific collaborator, Sammy Kahn, and it's a song that was introduced by Bing Crosby in a movie that is called Say One for Me. And it's always been one of my favorite holiday songs, and I'd like to sing it for you now. It's called The Secret of Christmas.
Look at the happy people. Christmas is in the air. Well, I know the secret of Christmas, a secret I'm willing to share. It's not the glow you feel when snow appears. It's not the Christmas card you've sent for years. Not the joyful sound when sleigh bells ring, or the merry songs children sing. The little gift you sent on Christmas Day will not bring back the friend you've turned away. So may I suggest the secret of Christmas is not the things you do at Christmas time, but the Christmas things you do.
The beautiful words of Sammy Kahn, the music of Jimmy Van Heusen, both Oscar winners. That was called The Secret of Christmas, introduced by the voice of Christmas, Bing Crosby. I guess I'm the Jewish voice of Hanukkah or something, who knows what. This next song is one that is performed by the one and only Fats Waller, the most extraordinary musician, the most amazing pianist to ever grace this earth. He sadly died in 1943 at the age of 39 from a heart attack. He lived life large in every way, and when you hear his records, there's just such incredible joy, joy of living that exudes every moment of every note he ever played. And this is a 1936 recording that Fats and his Rhythm Makers recorded in Chicago, and it's called Swingin' Jingle Bells.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one-horse open sleigh.
What's the matter with him? Them jingle bells got him. They're jingling all the way. Look at that.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one-horse open sleigh.
Look at that.
Jingle, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Fats Waller swinging them jingle bells. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Here's a piece that is very evocative of the season that was written by Claude Thornhill, who was a quite popular bandleader in the 1940s, who wrote this Christmassy number, and it became his theme song. It's a song that was heard quite often all through the year, but it sounds best in the month of December. So now let's hear Claude Thornhill's Snowfall.
Thank you.
George Shearing, the one and only magnificent George Shearing, performing Claude Thornhill's Snowfall, which was the theme song that Claude Thornhill used for his big band, which lasted all the way to the mid-60s when he died suddenly right before a performance. One of the things I love about New York at holiday time is all of the music that you can hear in so many different places. And even though New York has changed like the rest of the world, you still can hear people in nightclubs performing great Christmas songs and new and original things. One of the fixtures on the New York nightclub scene for so many years was John Wolowitz, who was a guy who wrote probably 1,000 songs, and one of the champions of his songs was Blossom Dearie. If you didn't go to hear John Wolowitz himself perform his songs, chances are that when you went to hear Blossom Dearie, she would always include something by Wolowitz. They were very good friends. Here is one of the most unusual Christmas songs that I've ever heard, called Liz, Ralph, and Calvin, performed by Blossom herself.
I'd like to see around my Christmas tree Liz and Ralph and Calvin. I wish that we were friendly as could be, Liz and Ralph and Calvin. I love their clothes, as everybody knows, each color, each shade and design. Won't you let them know I admire them so? Liz Claiborne, shabba dabba da 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 da, Ralph Lauren, shabba dabba da da da, and Calvin Klein. Be a good girl this year.
That was Blossom Dearie performing Liz, Ralph, and Calvin. I'll bet they were all pleased that they had that song written about them. Another gentleman I've met on the New York nightclub trail is a very fine pianist and musical director, Don Rebick. And one day Don surprised me at a rehearsal when he was accompanying another singer by playing a song that just came to him one day that he simply titled Christmas Song. I was so taken with it that I asked him if I could perform it and subsequently put it into some of my holiday shows, and to my knowledge, it's never been performed on the air nor recorded, so I'd like to offer it to all of you as a holiday present, Christmas Song by Don Rebick.
Merry Christmas all year through. Visions of sugar plums, mistletoe too, I've heard people say. What Christmas was no longer is, they just can't find the way to make each day feel like Christmas. Merry Christmas to us all. Why can't mankind deck the halls with peace and love, and all God's children, Merry Christmas to you. When snow flakes fall and winter comes, I long for that special day. visions of sugar plums, mistletoe too. I've heard people say what Christmas was no longer is. They just can't find the way to make each day feel like Christmas. Merry Christmas to us all. Why can't mankind deck the halls with peace and love to all God's children? Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to
That was a piano jazz premiere, Christmas song by Don Rebeck. Isn't it beautiful? The simplicity of it is something that carries me away. I love songs that are just so fully formed and deceptively simple, I guess, which is what they said about a lot of Irving Berlin songs, including White Christmas. New York has created so much great music through the years. It's just sort of a melting pot that has been this place where great talent percolates. And holiday time really is special in this city. There's something quite extraordinary about it. It's hard to explain if you haven't been here. But the music that's been coming out of this place for decades lives on and sounds as fresh and alive as ever. Moving on now to Steve Allen's composition, Cool Yule. Steve Allen was the most extraordinary man I ever met. He wrote 8,500 songs, including writing 400 songs in one day at a convention in Michigan just to prove that he could do it. He wrote music and lyrics and was so facile that it was simply extraordinary. It's something that Steve himself always took for granted. And people don't have any idea that he wrote this thing that was originally performed by Louis Armstrong in 1953 and is occasionally picked up by another singer, happily, because it wears very well with age. It's called Cool Yule, and here it's performed from the Piano Jazz Archives by Rosanna Vitro.
From Coney Island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight. While the moon is bright, he's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the gonest of the girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on big. He'll come a-calling when the snow's the most, when all you cats are sleeping warm as toast. You're gonna flip when old Saint Nick plays a lick on a peppermint stick. He'll come a-flying from a higher place to fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you'll have a Yule that's cool. He'll come a-flying from a higher place to fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you'll have a Yule that's cool. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-h
Rosanna Vitro performing Steve Allen's Cool Yule. I'm Michael Feinstein, and you can find more information about the music on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. This is Piano Jazz from NPR. Leroy Anderson was a Renaissance man who wrote orchestral miniatures that were largely performed by Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops. He wrote one little evocative piece called Sleigh Ride without any idea that it would become a Christmas perennial. It has a lyric that was added later by Mitchell Parrish, but I have to say I love it in its purely instrumental form, especially when given a jazz piano rendition by Ayako Shirasaki. Sleigh Ride. Thank you. Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride, performed by Ayako Shirasaki. Here's now a song that is an obscure one by Burton Lane and E.Y. Yip Harburg. This is a song that I fell in love with when I heard Burton Lane play it at a party many, many years ago, and I was lucky enough to record it with the great Alan Broadbent at the keys. It's called Who Says There Ain't No Santa Claus?
Who says there ain't no Santa Claus? They'll have to eat their words, because how come there's someone like you? Who says there are no wishing wells, fairies and elves and magic spells, when dreams like ours come true? Us dreamers, ho ho and ha ha. Yet who but us dreamers have a lease on a shack in Shangri-La? Who says there ain't no Santa Claus? They don't believe in love, because they'd see why it's Christmas all year round for me. All the buds are in bloom, and I'm feeling no gloom. I'm so happy that I must sing. Though I haven't seen snow or a mistletoe grow, in a magical way, it's a holiday day in the middle of spring.
That was, as they used to say on old-time radio, yours truly performing Who Says There Ain't No Santa Claus, accompanied by the incredible Alan Broadbent. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. We move now to a song by the great Thad Jones. This is a piece that is a favorite of Marian McPartland's and happens to be a favorite of mine. And I was delighted to discover that Marian has always thought of this in the context of being a holiday song, because I've had that very same thought for it for a number of years. This performance is, to me, particularly poignant because it's sung by Susanna McCorkle, who is no longer on this earth, and gifted us with such extraordinary, beautiful, unique, and special music, and it pains me to think that she felt that she wasn't appreciated enough by those who love this kind of work. So it's a nice thing to be able to remember her now, especially as accompanied so sensitively by Marion herself. A child is born.
This child, innocent child, soft as a fawn, this child is born. One small heart, one pair of eyes, one work of art, here in my arms. Here he lies, trusting and warm, blessed this morn, a child is born. One small heart, one pair of eyes, one work of art, here in my arms, here he lies, trusting and warm, blessed this morn, a child is born.
Susanna McCorkle singing A Child is Born with our Marion McPartland at the piano. One of the joys of doing a program like this is to be able to present songs that might be unknown to you or lesser known. This is one that is performed by the composer, singing and playing in the first chorus, and then with him accompanying Sandy Stewart in the second chorus. The aforementioned composer is Cy Coleman, and the song is called Something Warm for Christmas, which Cy wrote with Carolyn Lee. I think it's a beautiful piece. Here's Cy Coleman and then Sandy Stewart.
May I wish you something warm for Christmas, warm and bright as a gift can be. And sizes you'll find under the Christmas tree. For you'll have lots of things to show for Christmas, and snow you're practically certain of. Something warm for Christmas, like the near dear smiles of the ones you
as a gift can be.
Something Warm for Christmas by Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee, with the composer at the piano. One of the great musical minds of the 20th century was Kay Thompson, who was for a period of her career behind the scenes and then very much on the nightclub scene with the Williams Brothers, doing a historic and groundbreaking nightclub act that has just been chronicled in a new book on Kay that came out last month. Kay Thompson was a lady I was lucky enough to meet, and I just thought she was the most spectacular thing that had ever come along, because she could do it all. She wrote amazing lyrics, beautiful music, was a concert pianist, did the most dazzling vocal arrangements that were heard at MGM Studios, and also did some very fine performances, many which have been lost to history. But not this one. This is from radio, December 23rd, 1945. It's Kay Thompson and her Rhythm Singers performing her version of Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dancer, Comancer, and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, Blitz High. Put on your bells, your Christmas bells.
Come on, we're going for a sleigh ride.
To spread good cheer again. From the top of the chimney to the top of the wall.
Dash away, dash away, dash away, oh! Oh, St. Nicholas, he took the flight. The moon was shining bright.
Ring out the bell.
Old St. Nick was riding through the sky. You should have seen
those reindeer fly, my, my.
Ring out the bells, it's the holiday season. Ring out the bells, yes, now's the time. Ring out the bells, we've got a good reason to ring the bells and hear the pretty bells chime.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Wasn't that electric? Kay Thompson's Jingle Bells, performed by the great lady and her rhythm choir. A man who was very influenced by Kay Thompson is Hugh Martin. In the mid-1940s, Hugh was under contract to MGM Studios with his collaborator Ralph Blaine and wrote a song that became a Christmas perennial. He had no idea that that's what was going to happen to it. As you shall hear in this Piano Jazz exclusive, it's an interview I made with Hugh Martin in 1994, and nobody has ever heard it till now.
Ralph said to me one day, I haven't heard that pretty little melody that you were working on a couple of days ago for a long time.
So this started as a melody without a lyric?
Yeah, I wrote the melody first. He said, what happened to it? I said, I couldn't finish it. It started nice, but it couldn't finish it, so I threw it in the wastebasket. He said, you what? And I said, I threw it in the wastebasket. He said, which one? And he began to claw through the wastebasket and found it, fortunately. And he said, you've got to finish that. It's just too beautiful. And so I did finish it. I then wrote the lyric for it. And we submitted it to the studio, and Judy refused to sing it quite wisely because it was terribly sad. She said, they'll think I'm a monster if I sing that to that little Margaret O'Brien. They'll think I'm a sadist.
And what was the lyric?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It may be your last. Next year we may all be living in the past.
Mm.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Pop that champagne cork. Next year we may all be living in New York.
Mm.
I thought it was grand.
It certainly fit the plot well,
for the plot and everything. Judy said, uh-uh. And as I say, she was absolutely right. But I was, with the arrogance of youth, stubborn, and said I wouldn't change it. I said, I'll write you another one. And she said, well, I wish you wouldn't. This is so pretty. But I said, well, I'll write you another one. But then Tom Drake took me aside and said, Hugh, you are an ass. This could be a very important song, and you must not be stubborn. Now, come on. Let's live in the real world. This is a terrific song, and you've just got to do a lyric that Judy will sing. So I did. God bless you, Tom Drake. Hmm. I sat down and wrote the one that's in the movie. And then years later, Frank Sinatra's manager called me and said he wanted to do it in an album called A Jolly Christmas. And he said that one line was a little sad for muddling through somehow for an album called A Jolly Christmas. Could you revise it a little bit? And I thought, oh, not many rhymes for owl. And now, but suddenly the highest bough struck me, the shining star, and I was so glad I could come up with something he liked, and he recorded it that way. I don't know why there are two verses. I've forgotten why. I wrote two verses.
When the steeple bell sounds, it's A.
That was the first one.
Don't play it in tune, but the welkin will
ring one day. And nobody knew what welkin was. Maybe that's why I rewrote it, because they said, we don't know what welkin is.
I don't know what it is.
It's the bowl of the heavens.
Oh.
And so I wrote the one, I suddenly thought of the Dickens Christmas Carol about Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas future, and I worked that in. I thought that was kind of nice.
I'd like for you to hear a little bit of Hugh himself performing this song. This is a recording he made in 2006 because he had never ever made a recording of the number, and you can hear how the composer himself plays it at the piano and sings a few phrases at the same time. Hugh Martin.
Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us, gather near to us once more. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
That was Hugh Martin performing one of the most popular Christmas songs of all time, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It's such a joy for me to be able to present all of this music to you, this special holiday music. And I have to give tremendous thanks to Marian McPartland for all that she has given us through the years, for creating the legacy of piano jazz, for her extraordinary taste, for being a visionary, and never being snobbish about any kind of music. She has enriched our lives in so many ways. And that's why I'd like to end this program with Marian herself performing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Merry Christmas, everyone.
You've been listening to a special holiday edition of Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz with guest host Michael Feinstein, with music from previous Piano Jazz guests and others. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator Grant Jackson. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Some of the music selections heard on today's program are available on CD, an NPR Jazz Christmas with Marion McPartland and Friends, Volumes 1, 2, and 3, online at shop.npr.org. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And MetLife Foundation, committed to promoting healthy families and good nutrition, on the web at metlife.org. This is NPR.